So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes regarding hamashachar chatzei avdei, a person who frees half his eved with a shtar. Rebbe Eimer Kana, b'chacham Eimer Loi Kana. Rebbe holds the eved does become partially free because there is a hekesh of shtar to kesev in the pasuk of shivcha charufa. V'hafta loy nevdasa echuv shaloy nitan la. Pidyon refers to kesev, and chuvcha refers to shtar, and therefore, ma kesev ben kule ben chatzei, av shtar name ben kule ben chatzei. As with kesef, a shtar can free a shivcha both completely and partially. While the chacham hold that the eved does not become free at all, because an eved is compared to a married woman through gzeirah shava of the word la. The pasuk of get isha states v'chasav la sefer krisis, and the pasuk of get shichra states eichuv shaloi nitan la, and therefore ma isha chetzi loi, af eved na mechatzi loi. Just as a get cannot divorce half a wife, so too a get shichra cannot free half an eved. The Gemara points out that Eved Shal Shnei Shutfin, Devriya Kol Kana. Everybody agrees in the case of two partners, that if one frees the Eved, he becomes partially free, as Rashi explains, because he released his entire part in the Eved. Similarly, the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Machlekes B'Sheshichur Chatzeh V'Nih Chatzeh. Their Machlekes is only if he frees one half and retains the other half, in which the Chacham hold Loi Kana because he did not surrender complete ownership in the Eved. However, shichur chetzei u'machur chetzei anasin b'matana chetzei divya kol kana, there is no machlekes that if he frees one half, and he either sold or gifted the second half, and the chacham agree that the eved does become partially free, because like a shir, he surrendered complete ownership. Abaye, however, attempts to prove from two contradicting brises that b'kulei pligi, they do disagree even if he surrenders complete ownership. One brisa states hakoisin nechasa l'shnei avadav. Kanu u'mishachron zeh, as Rashi explains, if a person writes two shtaris for his two servants, that they each receive all his assets, which include the avadim, and they accepted the shtaris simultaneously through a shliach, each eved becomes partially free and acquires half the assets, and therefore they must each free the shear that they own in the other eved. While a second brisa states, ha'omer kol nechsei nesuin l'pleinu pleinu avdai, af atzmam lo kanu. If a person writes that he gives away all his assets to his two avadim, they do not become free, and they do not acquire any assets. Abaye assumes that the explanation is as follows. Both brises are a case of kulei. He gave them each all his assets. And the first brise is Rebbe, therefore kanu, because hukish kesef, shtar li kesef. While the second brise is the chacham, and therefore loy kanu, because yafin la lami isha. Apparently the machlekes is even if it was kulei. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so, and offers two other explanations. The Chachamim agree that b'kulei kanu, and both brises are the Chachamim, but they are different scenarios. Either in the first brise, the Amar kulei, in each star he assigned all his assets to each Eved, and therefore kanu zeh, because lekashir. However, in the second brise, the Amar chatzi, in each star he assigned only half his assets to each Eved, and therefore loy kanu, because ikashir. He did retain ownership of the Eved in the shtar, as Rashi explains, afilu masu l'shneim ka'achas loy kanu. Even if both shtaris were given simultaneously, they do not become free because dilma kasav chad palgul tavayu v'ikashir. Perhaps he wrote both shtaris for the same half and he retained the other half. Or we could say that both brises refer to kulei, and in the first brisa, b'shnei shtaris, he wrote two separate shtaris for each Eved and therefore kanu. While in the second brisa, b'shtar echad, he wrote one shtar for both avadim and therefore loy kanu because, as Rashi explains, Ein shnei avadim mishtacharim beget echad. Two avadim cannot be freed through the same shtar, because eved is compared to get isha, where the pasuk states v'chasav la, la v'lo l'chaverta. One get cannot be used for two wives. The Gemara mentions two other resolutions of the two brises, but refutes them. The previous Mishnah discussed mishtachetzi eved v'chetzi b'chayrin. Eved des rabbi yemechad v'es atzma yemechad divrei beis hil. A person who is a partial Eved Kanani and a partial Yisrael, as Rashi explains, he belonged to two partners and one set him free. In the Mishnah Rishayin, the beginning of the Mishnah, the Beis Hillel said that he works for his owner one day and for himself the other day. But in the Mishnah Achrayna, the ending of the Mishnah, the Beis Hillel retracted and agreed with Beis Shammai that Koyfin is Rabbi Ve'isa Oisei Ben Chayrin, the case of Shtar HaChatzei Damav. Bezdin compels the owner to set the Eved free, and the Eved must reimburse the owner for half his worth. The Gemara now says, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, Nokhay Shair, Yom Shal Rabbi L'Rabbi, Yom Shal Atzma L'Atzmai. If an ox gores the Eved, and he cannot work, If this occurs on the owner's day, the owner receives the full compensation. And if it was on the Eved's day, he receives the full compensation. However, in the Braisa, it states, Hamis misha chetzi Eved v'chetzi ben chayrin, noisen chatzi knas l'rabbi, v'chatzi kaifer l'yershav. If the ox kills the Eved, half a knas goes to the owner, and half a kaifer goes to the Eved's inheritors. And it does not depend on the day of its occurrence, because the kukal yikarna. Both the owner and the Eved suffer the loss, as the Eved will not recover. However, in the case of Nagchei Shair, the Tashlumin is given only to the one whose day it was, because Loi Kal Yekarna. The other does not suffer the loss, since the Eved will recover, as in the case of Kogon Shiko Al Yod B'Tzam Seyod B'Seif Al Achzer. The Eved was hit on his hand, and it became swollen, but it will eventually heal. Shleishim Shel Eved. If a person's ox kills another person's Eved, the owner of the shur must reimburse the owner of the Eved with a knas, a penalty of 30 silver coins. The Gemara now asks regarding a mu'ukav get shichur, as Rashi explains. The Gemara previously discussed cases in which an Eved is considered free from his owner, but he still requires a get shichur, such as a mafker avdoi, a person who declares his servant ownerless, and makdish avdoi. He places a hekdish on his Eved, and the Mishnah's case of a chatzi Eved v'chatzi b'chayrin. Yesh le knas, oy ein le knas. Does the owner of this Eved receive knas if a shur kills him? Do we say ein l'rabbi knas? Kasev shleishim shkalim yitin la'adoinim amrachman v'hai lav adoinhu. Because the pasuk specifies that only the owner receives knas, but this person is not the owner anymore. Or yesh l'rabbi knas, kivin demachusu get shichur adoin karinabe. Because he is considered the owner, since the Eved requires a get shichur from him. This question remains unresolved. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a machlekes regarding a yoytze b'shin v'ayin, whether in addition tzarech get shichur or in the tzarech get shichur. Eved kain eicha b'truma. An eved kenani who belongs to a kain is permitted to eat truma, because the pasuk states, v'kain ki yikne nefesh, kinyin kas behu yoychel boy. However, the Gemara now poses a question regarding a mu'ukiv get shichur. Eicha b'truma, oy ein eicha b'truma. If his owner is a kain, does this eved eat truma or not? Do we say Eino Eichel B'Truma Kinyin Kasbei Amrachmon of Haylav Kinyin Kasbei Hu? Because the pasuk specifies that only the kohen's property eats truma, but this eved is not the kohen's property anymore. Or Eichel B'Truma Kivin Mechusa Get Shichur Kinyin Kasbei Karina Bei. The eved is considered the kohen's property, since he still requires a get shichur. The question remains unresolved as well.